This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mr. Amy, we are in Kalim. Dalad Gimel. Today we'll be learning Dalad Gimel and Dalad Dalad. Dog and Dud. Let's go to yesterday. Dalad Aleph and Beis. Are we finishing another parak today? Yes, we are. Wow. Okay. We're making progress. Feels like you'll never end Kalim. Okay. Let's go, Rabbi Zedal Aleph. Cheres, a piece of shard. When we say cheres, generally we're talking about a gistera, a little piece, not a kli. So if a chiz of cheres that cannot stand on its own because it has a handle that's weighing it down, or if it has a little point at the bottom and that's causing it to tip. Tar, you cannot stand your tar. Ah, however, let's say you remove the handle, you remove the little point. Still tar, because we have a concept that once you're a tahar and you're baltamine shem kli, you're tahar forever. Pirutamitame, Pirut disagrees with that call. He disagrees with it over here, or disagrees with it entirely, a discussion. Definitely over here he disagrees. Okay. Good. A jug that got cracked up, got split, and now it could hold things on its side, or it got caught into two oval bowls. Shabutim attire. He says, for a gistra, you have to be makabel tumo, makabel mashkin, similar to the way you were originally. And that would be on the bottom. So Rabbi Yehuda argues with all his previous Mishnayos that says, Dafanai say, yes. V'chachamim mitamin, and the chachamim are mitame. The chachamim are mitame. Yes, they are. Okay, you got that? The chachamim are mitame. They hold not that way. Beis, a jug. Shenis roya, they got cracked up. And now it's so weak that if you put it in even half a kava gregoris, it would fall apart. It's tahira. Can't use it anymore. A gistera that got cracked up. And now it can't be mekabel mashkin. So it's the shear has a hole of yitzias mashkin. Mashkin gwen. Now that's generally not enough to be matar or clean. You need kikrenis mashkin. But by gistera, we're going to be more lenient and say that is enough. And even though it could hold olives and all that's fine, it's tar. Why? Because in shirayin l'shirayin. You wouldn't put a gistera underneath the gistera. And therefore, when it's a shear yitzias mashkin, you throw it out. Very important. Hey, is we gistera, Mishnah Gimel. Ah, the famous gistera. What is a gistera? Gistera, again, Rabbi Yisrael means the kli cheres that got broken up, but it's still somewhat usable. What is a gistera? In other words, we said in the previous Mishnah that if a gistera has a shear, it's his mashke, it's tahar. How do I qualify as a gistera? Kol shnitel is an even if all you lost was your handles. You don't need a major destruction. Okay? That's enough to be called a gistera. If one handle's enough, it's enough. Fighter. Hayu ba chidudim yaitim. So the way we're going to learn the Mishnah, not like the Rambam, is you have a kli cheres, It broke on top, And it's jagged on the top. If you see the pictures, you understand exactly what I mean. Okay. So the bottom part is still intact. Now, vada, that bottom part is mekabel tuma. It still is mekabel mashkin, revius, chatzi revius, whatever it is. Chatzi log, whatever. The question is the top parts. So, let's see. Much of what we're going to learn right now is something we've learned this already. It's just reapplying the concepts. Kol mekabeli mazesim, at any level, any height, where it could still could hold olives, the olives will not go out. Mitame b'magom. It has tumas mago. Okay? Ukenegdoi mitame b'avir. and that whole area is Tumas Aver. Now, you want to say, you're saying that it's a Tzinnah V'Klicher, it's Tumas Aver. What's the MAGA business? They say there's no reason to say MAGA. What do you have to say MAGA for? As soon as you go in the airspace, you're right. It's just Agav the Seifa. Because we said in the Seifa MAGA, say in the Reish MAGA. Okay. And it's Mekabel Tumma through that airspace, and it gives off Tumma through that airspace. Throw right back at you. If it's at a height where at this point it can't hold olives anymore, if you'd fill it up with olives, it would start spilling over there. You learned that about that already also. But not the avir, because it's not a klicheres at that height. It's only tumas mago because of the yad. Yeah, good. They say the Ram has a whole different way of learning this Mishnah, but we generally don't like to give more than one pshat. We're not such... it's hard for us to grasp one, is not hard enough for us. Okay, ha'isa mutal tzida. Kimin kaded katedra. A katedra is a... talks about like a seat that a woman sits on when she goes in a wagon, a very special compartment. Seems like it's very closed up. I don't know why a woman needs it exactly. Because she doesn't want to be... she's not guiding the animals. She's in a katedra. It's like a posh seat. So this kli, when it sits on its side, is a katedra, meaning it has three walls, two side walls and the bottom of the kli. But now it's on its side, so that bottom part is now on its side. Okay. So you basically just, and it's jagged. Okay. Fine. So here we go again. Kol mekablim, if it holds aleh, metame, mago, ugnayim tam avir. Is Avir and Kolshkin has Maga. Kolshkin and Mikalim is Asim, but if Asim would fall out, Mitame be Mago, being connected to Mitame be Avir. It has Tumas Mago, Alziad, but not Tumas Avir. Okay. So, this is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be fit for the original use. This is not the original use, because now you're on the side. Oh, wow, this Mishnah keeps going. It's a long one. Yes. Sule Kurfiyos, the bottom of Kurfiyos. What is a Kurfia? Klicheres that comes from the place called Kurfi. So, we've had that Kurfi place before. The bottom was not flat. It was came to a point. Therefore, it can only stand with some support. You'd put it into another kli that holds it. Insert. We had the by the lapid. Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. What happened now? So these kalim broke. Okay. And now you have their bottom. Now it's a gistera. So, I mean, okay. So you have a gistera that needs support. Fine. Shule Kaisim. Kaisim is a place from the city called Sidon. Cooking utensils with a pointy bottom. They would have to put it on a metal tripod of sorts when you cook with it to keep it supported. Hatzidonim. Oh, I'm sorry. It says in the Mishnah. Tzidonim from Tzidon. Sorry. Aval bishinim yecholim leishev shaloi misumachin. Even though they cannot sit without support, tmein their tamei shel kadas mitchin. That's the way they were supposed to be. This is like the lapid. Saying that halach applies bain to a klicheres, bain to a gistera, to a shard. Uh-huh. Okay, so this is Mamash the Gabbat the Lapid. Beis Ches. Mishnah Dalid. Kli Cheres. Sheishla. Shalois. Sifayois. Three rims. See the picture? I don't know. We don't have anything like that nowadays. I see a picture. Yeah, I see it. Inner, middle, outer. Ha-penimius le-defes, when the penimius is the highest wall. Hakol tohar, everything is tohar. Okay. Well, if the penimius is the highest, yeah. So when you fill up the penimius, the inner one is considered always the main part of the kli. That's important to know. You'd fill it up. It would not fill up the outer ones, because those are lower. I mean, it could overflow into them, but that's not in the middle. In other words, you need that. Well, let's contrast it. We'll see in a minute. So I think we have to get this nekuda straight. The ikar is the middle. So we need to look up what happens when you fill up the middle. When you fill up the middle, that is what is filled up in the middle. Is that overflowed into the outer ones or not? Here it's not, because what overflows is now not in the middle anymore. You need what's in the middle to be in the outer. So only the middle ones consider the teich. The outer ones are just gabay shel kli. And it's not matame. When the outer one is oidev, I call tame. Why? Because what's now in the inside, in the inner kli, the innermost, is now overflowing into that outer rim. I guess. A little hard to understand. So the whole thing is considered teich. I guess maybe you just say the whole entire thing is an extension of the middle one. Is that how you learn it? Maybe like that? We learn it as all one big extension of the middle one. Mashing in the first case, you can't look at it as an extension, just an overflow catch basin catches the overflow. Maybe. Now you look at it as all part of that middle one. Maybe. Possible.
Okay.
Yeah. The Rav says that. Yeah. Okay. Semisoy Def is the middle one is the highest. Men of Alifneim Tameh. So going inward is Tameh. Menachot is Tar. Fine. This is the same idea. That's considered an extension of the inner one. Okay. Hayu Shavais. What if all of them were flat? So I would say just the inner one, because there's no overflow. No? Seems pretty posh to me, no? Riyudai Mer. Cholkin ha'emtzois. Okay, this Rabbi Yehuda, I really don't understand. And they really don't do a good job explaining it. I don't know what the pshat is. The Rav says nothing. So, it leaves us really empty-handed here. They say, I'll just read the words. You split up the middle airspace, which is the airspace between the inner rim and the middle rim, okay? The inner half of that is teich, the outer half of that is gav. Why? No explanation given. I don't know. I don't have to tell you. I'm very confused. Chomayim hakol tar. The inner one is teich? No, not everything. Anything that's out, that's external from the inner bowl. So the inner bowl of that is tameh. Everything else external from that is tar. Okay, that's what I would say. Because there's no overflow that's being held by other walls. That makes sense to me. But Rabbi Yehuda, I have no idea what he means. I don't know. Kli cheres, mei mesai, be kabel tomo. For when is a kli cheres? Mei kabel tomo. Mishi, it's hard. Fubakivshon, you harden it in the kiln. Before that, it's a clay adama, and clay adama is not mekabel toma. Ayin perek yud mishnah aleph. When does it come kicheres? When the whole thing goes into the kiln. V'hi gemahar milachton. Even if you're planning on still smoothing it and painting it and alamaisis, that's enough for toma. That's in the gemar milacha. You could use it as is, and that's enough for Kabbalah's Toma. Everybody have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.